Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Today's worship thought is called Blind Followers, and it's taken from Windows on God's World by Dr. James Tucker. And our verse is Exodus 23:2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Example and influence are very strong forces. They cause people and other creatures sometimes to act in ways that they might not act if it were not for others' presence. There was this French naturalist by the name of Fabre who observed an interesting caterpillar behavior that illustrates this point. The caterpillar we are writing about is called the pine processionary caterpillar. They are called processionary caterpillars because they always travel about in a procession. They are called pine processionary caterpillars because, as you've probably guessed, their favorite food is pine needles. One day, Fabre placed a column of these caterpillars on the rim of a flower pot and placed a pine branch on the table beside the pot. It would have been a very simple matter for the caterpillars to crawl down the side of the pot and over to the pine branch. But processionary caterpillars don't have a built-in ability to handle such a situation. Furthermore, their instinct tells them to lay down a thread of silk wherever they go and also to follow a thread of silk being laid down ahead of them. The lead caterpillar explored its way around the rim with all the others dutifully following the trail of silk it laid down. Then the leader came upon its own trail, at which point instinct took over and he followed not only its silken trail, but those of all the others that had followed. Those caterpillars went around in circles for 7 days straight, unable to break out of a habit that was leading them nowhere. We suppose that human beings would not get into a physical situation like this, but many times they are influenced, as our text suggests, to go along with the crowd to do what they might do not do otherwise. One of the most striking illustrations of this had to do with the happenings surrounding the crucifixion of Jesus. Ellen White tells us that not a few who had shouted Jesus' praise during his triumphal entry into Jerusalem now did the popular thing and screamed, "Crucify him, crucify him." Powerful lessons. And again, you can see how this could be used for, you know, you could duplicate this own experiment in your science class. You know, is it possible? It would be fun. And the kids could actually see if indeed the pine processionary caterpillars followed one another or if they found the pine branch. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I hold up to you today someone who needs your holy presence so much. Just fill their car or their room. It's hard, Lord, to grow old, and we just need you every moment of every day. Be with them, be a comfort. And Lord, I hold up to you again the family that is not sure where their home is going to be. That is such a nerve-wracking experience. And I hold up to you the health. I praise you, Lord, because Mr. Gamblin is doing so well. Just continue to be with him and his resolve to treat his body most holy. And Lord, I hold up to you our nation, and I hold up to you this show that our words will be your words. All this I pray in the most holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Well, you know, as I did a little more research on the pine processionary caterpillar, I discovered there's an oak processionary caterpillar. And these processionary caterpillars are dangerous little caterpillars. The hairs on them can cause severe allergic reactions. They can make your animals sick. So I wouldn't recommend that you do any of your own experiments with a pine or oak processionary caterpillar. And not that I've seen any around here, but I've heard of people getting stung by caterpillars. And we didn't normally have them, but as time goes on and things travel and stuff, I imagine that they could become an invasive species in, you know, in the southern part of the United States. So if you know, if you have processionary caterpillars, treat them very carefully. And that's just a word of caution there. I did put in my Pinterest site in Windows on God's World is where I'm putting all the crafts right now. Try and match them up with the devotion. I put a video. It was very interesting to see them, you know, following each other. I put a video, and then I also put a little caterpillar that you can make with paper. That's pretty cool if you can get it to work. I got mine to work. Hopefully you can get yours to work. So have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. We're still talking a little bit about math, since that's one of the, seems to be the sticky point with so many parents. And this particular website is csd4tech.com. I've put it in my Pinterest site, MR Gamblin 2, and you can go to the benchmark board. I'll try to start putting more benchmarks up there, but today I put third grade up there. What I love about this particular site is it gives me additional tools that I can use with an iPad, and then it also has apps that you can use, and then it just has a third grade. If you keep scrolling down, it has a third grade math benchmark practice, and so it helps you, you know, can your student read and write whole numbers up to 10,000? Can they order whole numbers from 10,000 from greatest to least and from least to greatest? Can they compare whole numbers up to 10,000 using greater than, less than, or equal to? Can they round numbers? Can they estimate numbers? Can they use the commutative, associative, and identity property to solve basic addition facts? And, you know, so many of these things tout the fact that they're Common Core. This does not tout that fact that it's Common Core. But Common Core has influenced us all. And the thing that I don't like about Common Core is I think in a way it's dumbed down what we need to learn, because they're trying to make everybody common at a certain level. So that being said, you can, of course, if your child knows more than this, you can be very happy. And if they don't, it gives you a mark, whatever it's called, whatever the benchmark's called, it gives you a mark to help build your curriculum. And I do recommend that you get like Matthew C or Saxon. There's many, Singapore Math is very good too. And then stick with one, just stick with one curriculum until your child gets to into the high school, and then, you know, reassess. So remember, just remember, curriculum is not just the book or video series, but it's the learning path that you need. Here's a question, and it still deals with curriculum, and that's great. Questions parents ask. Jesse is searching for a science curriculum that explains evolution and creation from a Christian worldview. I personally use Apologia's stuff. It's rigorous, but they have videos and support that goes with it. I also love the DVD series Answers in Genesis, and we have interviewed the author or the creator or producer of those. So put them together. Answers in Genesis is a DVD. You could probably just take one and you'd have to make your own worksheets from it, but it would be very appealing, and I just love it. So that being said, there's always My Father's World by the Sunlight, and there's one other too, but can't think of it right now. Go to Creation Museum. They have a curriculum online too, and BJ you press does. So many of these faith-based really do handle it in a lovely, lovely way. Okay, the next question. Another curriculum-related question. I know many of you are gearing up for homeschooling next year. You probably did some amalgamation of it this year with, you know, public schools going virtually and church schools as well. So this one has, my 9-year-old is wanting to learn about countries, and I was looking at galloping the globe, but the Masterbooks geography caught my eye. You know, it doesn't, just because you purchase a textbook doesn't mean you can't gallop the globe. I love galloping the globe, and then, you know, first studying about a continent, learning the continents, and then picking countries. I mean, that kind of path for your learning can take years until your child knows about all the continents and they know about the countries and the culture of each of those, in each of those continents. That's a great path to take. And if you want to find some books that go with it, so you're not having to invent worksheets or activities, My Father's World is fantastic, but look for something that is used so it keeps the expense down. And then that's just supporting your curriculum. You know, that's just a support for the learning path that you're making as the educator. Well, that's my advice. You know, take it for whatever it's worth. Now we're concluding this section of our show. You know, we so appreciate the donations that come in. If you send in a donation, make sure you write it out to MRG Media Inc. That is our 501c3 nonprofit. You will get a tax deductible donation. I would much rather give my money to this kind of a ministry than to the IRS. And just send it to MRG Media Ministries, P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. And we will send you a gift. Right now, our special is for any donation, we send you a gift. We just sent out a book, a new book by Sue Detweiler for women, helping women to be courageous. You can put in your little note to me if you have specific interests, maybe an author that you've heard us interview. Otherwise, we just pick for you. So donation for any amount to MRG Media, sent to P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Well, we have to go to break. I hope you will come back for the second part of our show where we're interviewing some young people, such an inspiration as they testify about their Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with the Mind Matter Minute.
Thanks to the latest research on the human brain and psychology, we now know that little boys are more emotional than little girls, but they don't have the vocabulary to express their emotions. We may be tempted to try and calm the boy down by acting like he is acting, or saying, "How would you feel if I acted that way?" The reason these strategies don't work for boys is because they don't develop mirror neurons as soon as girls do. Mirror neurons are those neurons that help us understand how others feel. This is where empathy is understood. That's why guilt trips aren't the best way of reasoning with a boy. Remember, understanding their mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with two students from Oklahoma Academy, and you can go to their website, oklahomaacademy.org. I'm here with Providence and with Juliet, and I promised you that we would hear some testimonies of a recent trip that they had taken to Cuba. We already heard that they felt impressed to give away their whole bell set. You know, that's thousands of dollars worth of bells. They've just given it away, and the students sadly came back and did not have any bells to play for the class, but they know God is leading, and I know God is leading too. So we're going to move on to some testimonies, and We're going to start with Juliet. Share with us one of your testimonies. You were a speaker at this Cuba mission outreach evangelistic thrust that you did into Cuba.
Well, one testimony I was reminded of this morning when I was doing my devotions is that one evening we were going to, the topic of our sermon series was the millennium, about the 1,000 years that we will be in heaven with Jesus. And our translator told us, you know, on the day that we preach about the millennium, something bad always happens. Well, it turns out that afternoon it rained the hardest it had rained the entire time we were there. It was pouring down rain. And, you know, in Cuba, transportation is not like it is here. You can't just hop into your car or take the bus. The mode of transportation was a horse and a buggy. So it would be very difficult for the people to come to the meeting in the kind of mud that was outside. And it was hard for people to walk outside in the rain. Nobody does. Everything stops in Cuba when it rains. And we were just praying, God, please have a way for the people to come to the Bible to the meeting tonight. Lord, please stop the rain. And so about 20 minutes before the meeting's to start, we usually play music to announce the beginning, and there was nobody. But the rain had stopped. God had answered our prayers, and the people finally came, and we were able to have the meetings. And all those who had wanted to have baptism at the end of the week, they were all present. They all could make it. And right as we were ending the meeting and we were greeting everybody, saying goodnight, that's when the rain started again. And it just showed that God was with us. He was blessing what we were doing, and He had a purpose for our meetings. He had a purpose, a plan for that, to everyone to know about that special topic that, you know, we teach.
Yes. Wonderful. I love it. I feel my heart just, you know, burning within me when I see young people preaching this great message. Jesus is coming soon. Okay, Providence, your turn.
So as Juliet mentioned, we were teaching about the Adventist doctrines, and every night for me as a speaker, it almost felt as though Satan had some kind of hold on me. My mental capacity, it just wasn't there. I couldn't think properly. Every time I would say something, it's like I couldn't foresee what I was going to say. And so every night I prayed beforehand. I just said, God, I don't know where this night is going to go, but I hope that you lead. And many of the people there were sometimes really tired after going to work all day. It was very hot in the evening, so that aided in their fatigue. And sometimes some people would be falling asleep, and it would just hurt me because I was very saddened. I felt like I was here for no reason. But I know the nights. One night, we sang a song called With All Your Heart. And when we sang that song, I really felt rejuvenated. And there's like this really cold rush that came over my body. And I started speaking. And it's, even though I couldn't think of what I was going to say beforehand, it's as if God just took it away and made the best of the situation. And when we, and that song really reminds me of the verse, in our weakness, God is great. So I will glory in my weaknesses. And when I was weak, I really saw God come forth in a spectacular way. I was astonished myself. When I was speaking, I was blown away by the words I was saying because that wasn't from me. I was blown away.
I mean, is there any way you two could sing a little bit of that song? Just
Sure. But I was a tenor and she was an alto. I don't know if we have the melody part.
I'm putting you on the spot, but it might be interesting. I've just never heard this song, so I don't know what it would sound like. Do you have any melodies here? I mean, any sopranos here?
No, but I think I know the melody enough. Do you know alto? Okay, let's
okay,
try.
Just give us a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Here I stand, holding fast to faithfulness. the heart that's turned to righteousness.
And then the guys come in. But we'll skip to the
okay. The chorus.
The refrain.
Yeah.
So, trust in him.
Yeah.
Trust in him, every plan you make, he will direct you. Lean on him, trust in him alone, to make your path straight.
I don't remember the words. Oh, that sounded bad.
No, that's wonderful. Our listeners actually love the spontaneity, that even though we're pre-recorded, and he'll touch it up a bit, you know, to make it sound good. But thank you so much. So
no,
you'd sung that song. God obviously connect, the Holy Spirit connected with your mind as you spoke. And were you together in a team?
No, different cities.
Different cities. Wow.
For my group, we had 6 people in our group.
Sometimes it feels safer if you have more people, but yeah. you do cover more territory when you split up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose that was the reason for the putting into teams like that. So after you would speak, then you would come all back together again in the evening?
So actually, no. We were... And some of us were like 5 hours away,
hours
away from each other. And so it was really hard for us to convene. But we were in, you know, groups of like 5 or 6 in each group, and we would all come together each evening. But I didn't see Provi for like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very long.
So when you got together, then you had all these stories to share and experiences.
Yeah.
And so in addition to the... preaching, did you do any let's see, mission work? You traditionally think of building something, or did you do any of that?
It was just
preaching
For the 2 weeks. It was just preaching, but the senior class, my class, we stayed a week extra, and we were able to do some work with the World Youth Group and help build and help paint, keep the buildings looking nice.
Very good, very good. Thank you so much. I know we're coming to the end of the show, but is there any one last thing that you would like to maybe encourage other people to come to Oklahoma Academy, or to go on a mission trip, or some words of inspiration for other young people your age?
I would say look into Oklahoma Academy, look into missions, but most of all, look to Jesus. You know, that is... what we're all working towards. And for me, Oklahoma Academy was a step coming closer to Christ. And so maybe for some people that Oklahoma Academy won't be that step, and you know, that's okay too. But there are lots of opportunities. There's so many programs we have here, like Youth for Jesus or colportering or doing mission trips. Just find an outlet where you can serve people. Find an environment where they're encouraging you to serve people and to serve Christ, and that will make all the difference.
Thank you so much, Providence, and thank you, Juliet. Well, we've come to the end of our show. We thank you so much for spending this time with us. God is good. He's good all of the time. And with that, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.